Welcome to the Jazz Image Minnesota Edition, featuring interviews and music with Minnesota-based jazz musicians from the archive Lake Hammond created during 60 years of broadcasting. Born in Brazil and blind from birth, pianist Manfredo Fest was raised in a musical family. As a musician, he ranked up there with other greats of Brazilian music, including Sergio Mendes, who came to the U.S. just before Manfredo. In fact, Fest toured with Mendes in the 1960s. Fest moved to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area in 1965 after being discovered by Minnesota disc jockey and KQRS musical director Herb Schoenbaum. Shortly after his arrival, he worked a regular gig at the White House Supper Club. Manfredo stayed based in the Twin Cities until 1987, when he moved to the warmer climate of the Tampa, Florida area. He passed away from liver disease at the age of 63 in 1999.
You know, when you think of Antonio Carlos Jobim, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, Manfredo Fest?
He has created a style of Brazilian music that also has a great amount of international, universal appealing to it, that he combined Brazilian feeling with international elements that are common to American jazz and classical European. And he blends this so well that his music can be easily appreciated, no matter what nationality a listener is.
And he just melts those borderlines, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And that's why, you know, his music, for instance, sometimes, like in the John Gilberto Carnegie Hall recording, so he's singing basically Jobim's music, and he's singing it in Portuguese, and people are paying attention to it, even when they can't understand one word.
Well, as you think about your own muse composition, do you think in those terms, too?
Yes, I do. And I feel very happy, I must say, for the fact that I have performed in many different parts of the country and played my music to people, and I get a very positive response from the audience. So what I try to follow these lines.
When you go back to Brazil and visit in your homeland, do you search out new musical materials? Have you discovered any new musical artists that we should know about?
Yes, I do. But I always, maybe one becomes a little biased about that. I try to concentrate more in those composers and artists that I identify myself with, that I personally like, that touch me. You know, and I would say, for instance, like there are a lot of songs by Milton Nascimento that I like. I try to keep myself aware of what's going on there and follow different artists in that. There are many talented composers in that, but I keep this in mind. I keep in mind the fact that it's for me as a performer, particularly that I'm devoted to instrumental music, I look for material that I can use and can be more easily accepted, heard, you know, I say, appreciated by people who are not perhaps so familiar with Brazilian culture. You know, that gets back to that point that I was trying to make, you know, by describing
Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Right.
Well, Manfredo, have a wonderful concert this coming night. We'll see you at the Fine Line. And it's a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, I'll be very happy to see you again. Thank you very much for this wonderful opportunity.
You're welcome, sir.
The Jazz Image Minnesota Edition is produced by Brad Bellows for the Lake Hammond Legacy Project, a 501c3 corporation in St. Paul, Minnesota, formed to preserve and share the vast archive created by legendary jazz broadcaster Lake Hammond. Funding was provided by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund through radio station Jazz 88, a service of the Minneapolis Public Schools. I'm Marianne Sullivan. Listen again on this station for the next Jazz Image Minnesota Edition.